The Mary Griffith Show is underway for a Wednesday. It's time for our Arts Beat segment, always the first on the agenda Wednesdays on The Mary Griffith Show. Laura Sievert, the Executive Director of Arts Quincy, the Quincy Society of Fine Arts, is alongside, and we've got lots to talk about today. So I guess we'll kick it off with the Marquette, that's small M, big A-R, small K, small E, big T, art market, get it, the. We'll talk about that. Tell us about that, please.
This is such a cool event. It's the very first time the Art Center's put it on, and the idea is it's finding your perfect match for an artist. It's a good opportunity to meet a bunch of local artists and commission an artwork just for you. So they're offering original custom artworks from purchase prices of $250 and up. And part of those proceeds will benefit the Art Center and all of their great programming. But what's really neat about this is I think when you commission a piece or work with an artist to create a piece just for you, you can make something really meaningful. I can tell you I commissioned a piece from a local artist last year for my first Mother's Day. It's an elephant piece. My son's name is Elliot. And when I think about it, when I see it, it's so special to me. And that's what this opportunity is about, is working with an artist to make something that is just right for you. Maybe you want something that matches your home or your office or your lobby, you know, in your business. You can work with these guys to make something just perfect for exactly what you want, or something really meaningful like my piece that celebrates my son and my first Mother's Day. Some of the artists include Ann Miller Titus, Nadine Mitchell, Stephen Stoll, Judge Robert Cook, Jamie Green, and even Jen Teeter getting in on that action. So, okay. It's a great, really great event. It's from 6 to 8 p.m., and then the artists will work with you to make those commissioned pieces happen, and there's going to be a big unveiling at the beginning of next year.
Okay, that's great. So if you've always wanted to have a commissioned art piece, maybe you've had an idea for something, but of course you can't make it, this artist will read your mind and we'll make that for you. You're also involved in the Woodland Cemetery Ghost Tours. I understand you'll be on one of the ghost tours this weekend.
I am. I'm so excited. I've been on these myself as a guest, but this year I'm leading one of the spooky tours. These are going to leave every 15 minutes, both this weekend, Saturday, and next Saturday, the 29th. If you want to get on mine, it's 5:45. It's going to be one of the first ones to sell out because it's the right time of day, going right into sunset.
Mm-hmm.
These tours are really popular, and it's just a good experience to get you in that Halloween spirit. And what's really great about this is it's going to teach you a little about the history of Quincy. You get out and see those beautiful fall colors. Looks like we're shaping up for good weather this weekend. Just do something really historic and fun.
You see the gravestones. You hear the stories about the people involved. Phantoms will be coming out, of course. And it's all part of the Woodland Cemetery Tour put on by the Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County. Now, these are going to be October 22nd and 29th, and again on Halloween, the 31st. Reservations are probably a good idea since these tours are selling out. They've added some extra spaces, but they're still selling out. So if you want to go, call 222-1835 or go to hsqac.org. to make your reservation, the Ghost Tours of Woodland Cemetery, Saturday night the 22nd, Saturday the 29th, and on Halloween. Okay. Quincy Area Youth Chorus, always a great thing when they get together.
Absolutely. The Youth Chorus is doing their fall concert. This is 6 p.m. on Sunday, October 23rd at Trinity United Church of Christ there on South 24th Street. This is a great opportunity to see some of the most talented young singers in the region. We talk about this all the time here on this show, but it's so important to encourage these kids and to get them really involved in the arts young, because they're the future of the arts in Quincy. This is the first performance of the Kinder Choir under their new director, Amy Walker. She's an applied voice teacher at John Wood, and she's really excited about this show. The Kinder Choir is doing a really neat piece called Ode Sayo, which is an African folk song with some really cool percussion.
Okay, sounds great. So, again, that is going to be on Sunday afternoon, right?
That's Sunday afternoon, 6 p.m.
6 p.m.,
Sunday evening.
So it's an evening concert at Trinity Church of Christ, 24th and Cherry Lane. Two other things I want to mention, because I believe one of them is actually tonight. The Quincy Needleworkers Monthly Meeting is tonight at 7.
They are.
So we want to make sure, isn't that the truth? Is it not the truth? Is today the 19th?
Is it? It is. It's the 19th.
Okay.
Checks out.
You're supposed to be meeting at First Union Congregational Church, so if you want to be part of the Needleworking Club, just come tonight at 7 at First Union Congregational Church, and they'll get you involved. And also then tomorrow night at 7:15, the Quincy Junior High School is having their choral concert, and it's always nice to support those young singers. So
Absolutely. Anytime
you need more information, because we could keep reading from the list of things that are happening for the next 2 hours, all you have to do is go to the website.
That's right. It's artsquincy.org. And we're also on Facebook. And sign up for our email blast. Those are once a week or once every other week, depending on the schedule this time of year. We have a lot to talk about, and you'll hear all of those details.
Okay. Learning how to control your emotions is an important part of being an actress. That's why I'm never cast in a play at the Quincy Community Theater. But fortunately, we have some actors and actresses here today who are starring in our upcoming production of A Wrinkle in Time. First, we will introduce you to their grand poobah, and that is Kelsey Selleck. She's the director of education at the Quincy Community Theater. Kelsey, I think most people know you, but just give us a brief biography of yourself so our listeners can learn more about you.
Of course. I have lived in Quincy for almost 2 years now and came here to be our director of education at QCT after having gotten the opportunity to work with theaters and with children across our country. And I'm very glad to be here and be part of our programs, especially when we do really cool shows like this one.
And we're so glad to have you here. Yeah. And it's kind of nice that we have someone of your caliber in little old Quincy, so we hope we've made you feel at home and you'll stay for a while.
You certainly have.
Okay, by the way, are those real gems around your neck?
Oh, no, they're very plastic.
I was going to say, if those were real, girl, what are they paying you? Okay, Jeremy Kerfman joins us. Good morning, Jeremy. Tell us a little bit about yourself, including perhaps anyone like your parents or grandparents who might want you to acknowledge their presence. Okay.
Well, my name's Jeremy, like you said. I'm 17. I'm a senior. I go to Brown County High School all the way in Mount Sterling. My parents are Jennifer Van Giesen and also John Van Giesen. My grandmother, she's probably listening right now, Gail Logston. She's pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah. So you come all the way from Mount Sterling to be part of this show.
Uh-huh, I do.
And you probably have to drive, well, this week you have to come here every day.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was at least a 3 to 4 day commitment on other weeks for about 6 weeks, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh,
so yeah. The question becomes, why do that?
it's just something I love to do. So, I mean, it's an hour drive, but I think it's worth it in the end, you know.
My parents wouldn't even let me drive out of town when I was your age, so I assume you drive yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, see, you lucky child, you. And Adrian Fisk has been in everything at the Quincy Community Theater. We've been on stage together many a time. Adrian, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, like Mary said, I've been involved with theater for a very long time, since about 7th grade. I hold a BA in theater arts from Illinois Wesleyan University. And I'd like to give a shout-out to my mom and my dad. My mom is listening right now, Tina, and my dad's at work right now, Greg.
But he can find it on the podcast
later
in the day. Okay, A Wrinkle in Time, Kelsey Selleck, let's talk about this. This is considered a children's production, a student theater production, correct?
That's correct, in that much of the cast are students. There are 14 actors who come together to tell this story, 10 of whom are students from throughout our area, which is very exciting, many of whom are doing their very first play with us, which I really like. And so, yes, technically this would be a student theater production, but if you look at a story like A Wrinkle in Time, which, even though it's a book that's marketed to children, is a book of ideas that are very large, and so that has been very exciting to bring to life with young actors who not only get it, but who are very eager and willing to find ways to share that with our audiences.
Well, now, I read my Oprah magazine. I understand that Oprah Winfrey is producing a movie version of A Wrinkle in Time.
Yeah, she's also going to be in it. It's a star-studded casting creative team for the Disney movie. So you can get a sneak peek here, so you'll be very enlightened when the movie comes out in 2 years.
You can beat Oprah at her own game. But will there be children in that story, or can it be adapted for adults? I mean, what will that Well, you don't know. You're not Oprah Winfrey. I recognized it right away by your hair. But, I mean, well, do you think it'll be children that are in this? Or
yes. In fact, they've already announced one of the young people who will be in it. There are roles for adults as well in the story.
Okay, so she'll be obviously in one of the adult roles. Okay. So perhaps if Jeremy Kerfman and Adrian Fiss do a really good job at the Quincy Community Theater, who knows? Your next production may be with Oprah Winfrey. Okay. A Wrinkle in Time. Mm-hmm. Explain briefly what that wrinkle is and how that works, and then we're going to talk about the character development that your actors and actresses have done.
Of course. Well, A Wrinkle in Time is based on the novel by Madeline L'Engle, and it is about a pair of siblings who end up going on an adventure across space and time to find their father, who's been missing. And they get some help from some mysterious figures in terms of how they might do that. And the title comes from wrinkling is what we call the method by which they go across space and time, that they are able to bend the fabric of space-time to make that journey faster.
Okay, so that's the wrinkling. Okay, so let's start with Jeremy Kerfman. Jeremy, tell us about your character and how your character is, you know, is part of the play, and then we'll get into how you develop that character, please.
Okay, well, I have a couple roles that I have, but the biggest one is probably the man with red eyes, and I am also it.
Okay, so we've established multiple people playing multiple roles. So you are the man with red eyes, and you are also it.
Yeah.
What great, you know, when you put that in your resume. I played it. That's just, it's great. So the man with red eyes, please tell me how you're going to develop red eyes between now and the opening of this show, which I believe to be, what, Thursday night? Yes, okay. Or is it just in our imagination that you have red eyes?
Well, his character is sort of an odd one because he is actually being controlled by it. So it's it's sort of hard to, you know, develop his character because
whatever it wants,
right.
The man with red eyes does.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have to
he's
develop.
He's essentially just a puppet.
So you develop it to his full potential,
and
then the man with red eyes, does the man with red eyes give up any kind of resistance, or is he unable to?
Well, I have thought about that, and in the end, I decided he is so far gone that he, he's just a host for it to.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, how do you get into the megalomaniacal mind of it then to become it?
Well, I have to be very controlling, and that's not really something that I'm good at, but I've been working on that.
I'm very good at it if you need lessons, but go on with your story. So you have to you have to always find something of yourself in a character, but this is a stretch for you because you're not used to being the puppet master.
Right,
okay, very good. And Adrian Fiss, tell me about some of the characters you play, because I'm sure there are multiple ones.
Well, I actually only play one.
Oh, really?
I play Mrs. What's-It, who is one of the three celestial beings who take Meg and her brother Charles Wallace and their friend Calvin on this adventure. So she's kind of a weird alien creature that doesn't really get human interaction and just kind of has to make it up as she goes, but still is very protective of the children.
Okay, so she's a mother figure, but is she a little bit like Spock, too, with a lack of emotion? Or?
Oh, she has emotion. She just doesn't understand when it's appropriate to say things and certain human greetings, for example, she does not quite get right.
Okay, I like it. Wrinkle in Time, very popular book. A lot of people have read it in their childhood or are experiencing it now through their own children. And Kelsey Selick, let's talk about, well, first of all, the show will open Thursday night.
That's correct.
Are tickets still available?
There are a few. If you ask very nicely in our box office, they'll be able to help you out.
But this is one of the shows, this student theater production that's usually held around this pre-Halloween time is always a sellout or close to a sellout because you don't work the youngsters as hard as you work in adult theater. I mean, you work them as hard, but they don't do as many performances because they've got school and other responsibilities. So only one weekend for the show.
Absolutely. I'm very touched that in addition to Jeremy, several of our young actors come from quite a distance. We have people coming in from Pittsfield and Mount Sterling and Edina to come and be involved in what we do, which I'm very honored by. And so we want to make sure that we utilize their time well.
Okay, so it's Thursday night at 7,
mm-hmm.
Friday night at 7.
7:30.
7:30, okay. Thursday night at 7:30, Friday night at 7:30, Saturday at 7:30, mm-hmm. and then a Sunday matinee
at 2,
and no additional shows have been added.
No.
Okay, so there are a very few tickets left, so if you want to see this production, you should call the box office today and make sure you get in queue for that. You can also just order them online. So I'm glad you're having a good turnout, because it's important that the people recognize how hard these young people work, and adults like Adrian who are part of it. I know I love being in children's shows as the adult. You know, you're the school teacher, you're something like that usually, and your part's usually not very big, which is fine with me, but you get to work with a lot of really great kids up and coming. So you mentioned how far people travel. I know it's hard to brag on yourself, Kelsey, but obviously they're doing that because of the quality of the teaching that they're getting at Quincy Community Theater. So in addition to just having them be in a show, you're more than just the director for the show. You are their acting coach and their educator. And talk a little bit about how that's different with students than maybe with an adult production.
Well, I think what I end up keeping in mind is that for so many of the actors in our student theater shows, it's their first time. And so I want to make sure that they feel very welcome and that they feel like they have the chance to gain the knowledge that they want to gain. It's really important to me that opportunity is available for our young people, and I'm thrilled that so many of them want to take advantage of it.
There's a lot of discipline involved, though, too, because when you make a commitment, it's a team.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like the stupid guy that cut his finger on the drone and had to be removed from the ball game the other day, I said, if I was going to go to the World Series, I would encase myself in bubble wrap.
Yeah.
And I would not do anything threatening to my pitching arm, you know. So it's a team effort, and they have to fight through sicknesses, and they have to fight through homework, and they have to fight through transportation, and but you expect them, and if they're going to be part of the cast, they agree to all that up front, right?
Mm-hmm. I think the theater is working in the theater is an excellent lesson in accountability, in that everybody has their own part to play. Everybody's part is important. If one person's gone, it makes it very difficult for the rest of us to do the show. And so it's a big life lesson, I think, in what that means, and they step up to it every time.
Okay. We're going to step aside and take a look up at the Ursa Farmers Cooperative. The United Soybean Board and Monsanto bring you this report, and when we return, we'll have more with Kelsey Selleck, Jeremy Kirkman, and Adrian Fisk, who are in A Wrinkle in Time, opening this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, Sunday matinee at 2 at the Quincy Community Theater. We are rejoined by Jeremy Kirkman, Adrian Fisk, and Kelsey Selleck. During the commercial break, I was giving Jeremy career advice, which was basically to run away from the lowest paying career you could possibly pick in the universe. But we'll see, if I didn't deter him, you might hear him someday on the Jeremy Kirkman Show right here on WTAD. Kelsey, you also have great opportunities for kids to take lessons, not to be in a show necessarily, but you have student theater. And I definitely want to touch on that before we let you go today, because a lot of those classes are getting ready to start, or folks can look ahead to the January time frame.
Absolutely. Our fall classes actually begin next week.
Okay. Are they still open?
They are still open. You can register with us in our box office or by going online to 1QCT.org. We have classes available for ages 5 and up, so kindergarten all the way up through adults. It's never too late to start learning about the theater. And they're a great way for people who have been curious about what we do or who maybe see a place for themselves in the theater. It's a great way to get started, and we'll help you figure it out from there.
I love the titles. You're doing a Peter Pan takeoff mm-hmm. for the Christmas show. What is it called? Peter and the Star Catcher.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so one of the classes you're offering is Adventures in Neverland, and this for the kindergarten, first, and second grade crowd. So it'll be at their level, and it'll be Peter Pan themed.
Absolutely.
Kind of. And then I love it for third, fourth, and fifth graders. Welcome to Hogwarts.
Uh-huh.
The Harry Potter is still extremely popular. So that's a great way to learn about the theater through these themed. Then, of course, when you get into the older kids, acting objectives, technique in acting,
mm-hmm.
And then studio classes for the high schoolers. And then even adults can take a class in performing Shakespeare. So you'll get to do a Shakespeare monologue.
Mm-hmm, a little something for everybody.
Out, damned spot. How was that?
I didn't know you could say that on the radio.
Well, you're not supposed to, but since I know now that Jeremy's going to take my job, I don't really care if I get fired. I mean, you know, Jeremy's standing right there with his deep voice to take over everywhere I can. So, folks, if you're interested in classes at the Quincy Community Theater, definitely you can go to their website at the1qct.org or give them a call, although this week, well, you have to call this week if you're going to start next week, but they're very busy. But that's okay. Leave a message. 222-3209. Everything is happening at QCT, right? You've got season ticket sales. You've got Wrinkle in Time sales. Cirque Allure sales, which is something that the theater is not responsible for, but you're letting them use your theater facility. So there's always something very, very big going on at the Quincy Community Theater. Adrian, since I've known you for so long, and I know that this is a passion of yours, why is it important to you to have theater in your life when it's not your primary occupation, but it's a little bit more than a hobby for you? Because you're well-trained and well-educated in the field.
I like to think I am.
Well, you are. So, I mean, this is more than just a hobby for you, in a sense, right?
Yes.
You don't get paid for it.
But no, not yet.
But someday you hope to.
Yes. I just think theater is so important, especially working on this student production. I'm, like, being reminded of my student days and just how important that was to my growth as both, like, a student, you know, in school and also as a person. Just the arts have always been a big part of my life. I danced from a very young age and then got involved in theater. And it brightens your world. It gives you new perspectives. It makes you think harder about things. And it makes you, think about the world from someone else's shoes, which I think is a very important lesson for students and adults to learn. And that's why art is such an important part of my life, especially theater. Just being able to express that and be able to explore new stories and new situations that I might never otherwise experience.
And Jeremy Kirpin, is this your first time at the theater at QCT?
No, this is, I was in a show a couple of years ago.
Okay.
It was another student production.
Okay, yeah. Great. Okay, so you're an old timer now.
I'm a hardened veteran.
Calloused and, and a very, you know, just aloof and everything. Kelsey, we have to go. My next guest, who was supposed to be my first guest, has arrived. So
well, thank you so much for having
us.
We held the curtain.
Thank you for going on while we held the curtain for our monster truck man.
All right.
Sergeant Smash is going to run over you when you go out into the green room. Folks, get your tickets today. How much are tickets?
$9.
$9. Listen, this is a steal because this show is as good. Don't let student theater. This is not like they're not wearing blankets around for costumes and stuff. This is as big a production as anything. Or are you? Oh, good.
Spoilers, Mary.
Okay.
There's a lot of bed sheets.
There's a lot of bed sheets, but they're high-quality professional bed sheets that were put on by a professional costume designer. Yeah. Okay. Great. $9. It's a great show. Go down and see it. I'll be there Saturday. You two both be great on Saturday. Don't let me down, okay? We'll be back to talk with Sergeant Smash, Denver Ectern Camp, and the rest of the monster trucks at a room, out in the green room right after this. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Denver and Angie Ectern Camp have come into the studio to talk about Monster Truck Bash, which is October 28th, not this weekend, but the weekend after. And you can ride in the monster truck Sergeant Smash before the show. So, Denver, welcome. Angie, welcome. Tell us all about this. This is kind of one of your passions, monster trucks.
Yeah, I've been kind of into trucks my whole life, really. And then several years ago, I got the opportunity to drive one and did that for a few years. And, you know, we kind of took a hiatus, and I kind of got bored and wanted to do it again. So I started building one a couple years ago, and here we are.
Build your own. And what's the name of your truck?
It's called Venom.
Venom?
Venom. Yeah.
Venom. Angie, is this something, obviously, that you approve of, or are you like some wives, like, you got to be kidding me, how much money are you spending on this monster truck?
I don't ask how much money you spend on the monster trucks, but no, I do approve. We have so much fun. I go with him on the road whenever he goes. I haven't missed a show yet, so.
Why don't you get your own monster truck?
Well, soon, hopefully.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, that would be great.
It's amazing how far you can make $20 go on a monster truck. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, the interesting thing is there are women who drive monster trucks.
Oh, yeah.
Because the machinery kind of is the great equalizer.
In other words,
it takes a lot of skill and strength to be the driver, but basically the machine does the work. You're the brain, so
it's
really good. Well, I just remember taking my little godson, who is now a senior in, or he's a freshman in college, and the closer he could get to the fence and the more dirt he could get on him, the better. So note to others out there, bring plastic sheeting to encase
your
child.
Well, if you don't have dirt in your teeth, you're not close enough.
I was
going
to say, bring plastic sheeting to encase the children on the ride home. But what's the thrill of the monster truck?
You know, I don't know. I think it's just because they're so big and so loud and you can just jump so high. I was saying the other day that if you really think about it, I mean, it's a 10,000-pound machine. And you can jump them 30, 40 feet off the ground and land and just drive away and still, and they hold together. It's just, they're almost a miracle, really. Because you wouldn't think that something like that, I mean, I've been around equipment my whole life of different kinds, and I've beat up some stuff and I've tore up some stuff, and it doesn't hold up. I mean, you know, we've all been through it before. But we just go out and punish these things, and they just, most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, they just stay together. And it's just, to me, it's just amazing.
It's really the wheel and the axle that do all the work, right? Because the truck body necessarily isn't all that different from a pickup truck, is it?
No, it's just fiberglass. It's lightweight. I mean, honestly, one person with, if the body would, if it wasn't so long or whatever, one person can pick up the whole body with one arm almost. I mean, it hardly weighs anything, but...
Now, let's talk a little bit about where this is going to be. The Monster Truck Bash will be at...
Quincy Raceway.
I was going to say, I didn't want to assume, because it's not going to be in my backyard. We just had it all landscaped.
Well, we were looking at your yard. I'm just saying, you know, it was an option, but the neighbors didn't think it was a good idea.
And for those who have seen it on TV, but they really don't quite understand, there'll be different heats. Is it the idea to smash as much stuff, to go as fast, to jump as high? Are there all different kinds of skills involved?
Well, we'll have racing, you know, and it's just elimination racing. So every round, whichever trucks lose, obviously, then it'll come back. So then we find out who's the fastest truck of that day. And then they'll have, we have mini monster trucks out there, which are like quarter scale, gas-powered engine that we have some 11-year-old girl that's driving one even. And they're really neat to watch. I mean, they're worth seeing just by themselves. And then we have some tough trucks coming out. And then we'll come back for... freestyle, which you basically just go out there and you just do whatever you want. You tear up your own truck, you tear up the buses. We got 14 cars, 4 vans, and 2 buses going to be out there to run over. So
I've got an F-150 with 250,000 miles on it.
Well, you can bring it out. We'll run over it.
You couldn't hurt the body.
Yeah, you got insurance on it, don't you?
You can't run over me. I want to run over you. What are you talking about? The Monster Truck Bash is October 28th. The pit party's at 5. The show is at 7 at Quincy Raceways. You can get your tickets at Casey's in Quincy on their North 24th location or at 36th and Main at Pogue Auto Group or Great River Road, Harley-Davidson. Is there a website we can also check out?
The Great River Road.
The Great River Road, Harley? Okay.
Monster Truck Bash. I think the radio station here made a Monster Truck Bash page
on
Facebook.
It's about time somebody did something around
there. There you go.
Thank you very much, Ben.
We're also having a show on Saturday as well. So it's not just Friday night, it's also Saturday.
Oh, well, fantastic. Okay. Good things to know.